This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Hooty-ho, let's roll. It's a Monday morning. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the KAL Studios, KALC, I should say. Jamie is already having a beer. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's my
weekend's
day.
It's not over.
It's my day. Nope. It's weekend. An extendo weekend. Yeah.
KALC. Let's see. What did I not get in there? Oh, the Odyssey app. And that's it. All right. It's snowing.
It's snowing.
What the heck?
Like, really hard, you guys. It is crazy. And it's doing that. What is that warp speed Star Wars thing on I-25? It's crazy. You
like
can't
you're
see anything.
Headed into a time warp zone or something.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is. Now, was this in the forecast?
Well, I saw it yesterday that we were supposed to get 1 inch of snow overnight, but I woke up this morning and it was barely spitting. And so then now that I drove in, it was like coming down. So they got it off a little bit.
I didn't see a forecast yesterday, so I didn't even know it was supposed to snow. So when I walked out this morning at my house, it was a blizzard at 4 o'clock this morning. And I was caught completely off guard.
I know.
I'm like, what the hell? Where'd this come from?
I didn't know about the forecast at all. I don't think they forecasted it for Sunday, did
I
they?
Don't think so.
I mean, Sunday night. Yeah.
I
got
don't
it
think
yesterday.
So. I don't think it's so. It was 86 degrees on Saturday.
It's so nice. So nice. Oh
all right. Busy week. It's Easter week.
It is Easter week.
Tax week.
That too. Oh my God.
A lot going on.
Let's pray for Ron.
Oh. Who's Ron?
My accountant.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Quick one here for Ron.
Dear Jesus, please take care of our buddy Ron.
Make sure he gets the numbers right.
Exactly. And just let him get some sleep and let it all be over. All right. Amen.
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 Amen. My son's getting $1,400 back, and you would have thought he won the lottery.
Oh, yeah. That's always nice.
Man.
He's so excited.
Well, think about that. You're 18 years old. Yeah. I mean, look at Spadell. He's 35, and he only got $600 back.
Yeah. I had to pay $700 this year.
I had to pay this year.
Yeah, right. This is the first time I've ever had to pay in my whole life.
Wait a minute. I thought you were getting money back, and then you were going to pay.
No, I had to pay the federal government $750.
Oh,
yeah.
Way to go, Spadell.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had to explain to my son taxes and how actually that was his money.
Yeah. It's your money.
Yeah, the government wasn't just like all of a sudden writing him a check from their account.
Yeah. No.
The kindness of their heart.
They've been hanging on to your money all year long, buddy.
You did not.
Making money on your money.
You didn't get to put it into high interest savings account.
Another big story this morning is the Blue Origin goes up. The girls. The girls are going to space. The girls.
Today?
Yeah.
What time?
9:30, I think.
Yeah, 9:30 Eastern.
9:30.
Is Gail going?
Is it 9:30 Eastern? They said 9:30 in West Texas is what they said. I'm a little confused on the time because it said 9:30 West Texas. I don't know if West Texas is Central Time, Mountain Time. I don't know.
I know.
I don't know.
But is Gail going? Because she was a little iffy, remember?
Gail's going.
Okay.
Gail's going. Lauren's going.
Oprah. That's Katie Oprah's Perry's, best friend.
Yeah, Katy Perry's going. And then three no names.
Well, they're not no names. They're scientists.
Well, they're named.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We don't know that.
Yeah, it says 9:30 Eastern.
Okay. Yep. So 7:30 this morning it goes up.
Oh, okay.
They're up in space for 11 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah, that's how long the trip is.
It could be one of those trips where 11 minutes turns into 9 months, though.
Well, yeah, we've seen that happen.
You never know.
Yeah, we've seen that happen.
Let's just hope. Yeah. Let's just hope for it, okay? I'm rooting for that, actually. All right, busy day today. Busy day. How was your weekend? You went to Black Hawk over the weekend.
Yeah, we had a blast.
Did you?
Oh, my God, it was so fun. Man, there's some people without teeth.
You see that out there a lot.
Yeah, I don't know if the meth is very abundant in the mountains. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I think it's very abundant everywhere.
Yeah, that really had no teeth.
So if you have no teeth, yeah. I got a very serious question for you.
Okay? They whistle when they talk. Yeah.
If you got no teeth, yeah. Okay? If you got no teeth, do you splurge on the buffet?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Some of that food you can't chew.
Right, maybe. Well, right? They have a soup bar, I think.
Can you get a meth special? Yeah. And just get the soup and salad.
Yeah, maybe.
Meth special.
Yeah, there was this one guy. Oh my God, he was just trolling us so bad, and he was missing like three teeth, and he just kept trolling us. And then one point, he's like, "See, you girls want a sugar daddy, can I have a sugar woman or something?" We're just like, go away. And dude, there was this other guy. Oh my God, I have to post the picture, but I don't want to embarrass him because he was very nice.
Yeah.
There was this other guy that had a ritual. He put all these pictures around the dials of his slot machine. He put pictures all the way around the dials, right? And then he'd put his phone right in the middle so he couldn't see the middle dial. I don't know why. And then he would knock on it three times. And then it would come up or whatever. It was bizarro. It was so bizarre.
So he'd have to do that every time hit?
He knocked three times.
Yeah.
He'd turn away. He wouldn't look at the dials. And then when it went ding, 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 then he turned back and look.
Wow.
It was so much work.
And the phone would block out the middle.
Middle numbers.
Yeah. Would he remove the phone at that point just to see what
just to see. It was.
It's superstition.
I got to show you the picture because he put pictures around. But pictures from the monarch. They weren't like kids, his children or anything.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking like family or friends.
No,
or
it was
something.
Like cutouts of the monarch. It was weird. It was, he's
a guy that goes up there a lot.
Oh, they all knew him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd come by and people would talk to him and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because he's got a system there.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a whole ritual that he does.
And his wife was there too. And so he'd like bend his chair over and put his coat over it and then go socialize and then come back to the machine. But the knocking three times, that's a lot of work.
Yes, it
is.
Yeah, Black Hawk, man. It's an adventure.
It is, because it brings out, like, some people think it's Vegas, right?
Yeah.
So, like, there was a woman in a full cat suit, almost like, in high heels. And what? I was like,
cat suit?
Like, you know, she had, like, leopard all over.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're not in Vegas, honey.
It was an event.
Yeah, like, some people really get dressed up.
Yeah, it's a night out. Yeah. Big night out. Yeah, you're on the strip.
It's like they went to the Olive Garden.
Yeah. You're on the Black Hawk Strip up there. You got to celebrate it.
Yeah. That's right. So it was pretty fun.
It sounds like you had
a
great weekend. Had a great weekend.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break. BJ and Jamie Morning Show just getting started here on a Monday. It's snowy out there. Roads are fine, but the snow is coming down. Should end sometime mid-morning, I think it is. Okay? All right, stand by. Back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Rory McIlroy with the last shot at the Master.
Look at the long shadows. Symbolic at this moment.
Here we go.
Of the journey it's taken to get here. For all this history.
Here we go.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
Man, that's a nice check.
He falls to his knees. He just starts crying and sobbing, and it was just crazy. And then his caddy, I guess they've been best friends for forever. They were each other's best man.
Yeah.
And so his caddy comes over because he gets paid it too. And I was like, good job, buddy. And then he had to say goodbye to Justin Rose, who I've never heard of in my life. And you should see, because they had to do a what do you call it, a playoff?
Mm-hmm.
What is that called?
When they go extra holes?
Yeah, they had to go one extra hole.
It was just sudden death.
Sudden death.
Yeah.
So they had to do that, and that Justin Rose guy, man, he looked sad.
Did he?
So
they went into extra holes?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see it. I was in the
doghouse.
Wait a minute.
What?
Well, I went out and played golf.
Wait, can I just say something?
No.
Can I just say something?
please.
First of all, I don't like to watch golf. I think it's lame.
I know.
But this probably was the most exciting indoor tournament you've ever seen in your entire life.
Just stop.
And then when you didn't even know it went into sudden death.
Stop.
Do you know that it's only gone into sudden death like please? 7 times?
Stop.
In the whole history.
Of the Masters?
Of the Masters.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it went into sudden death.
And
yesterday.
Not only that, but let me tell you this, okay? Well, so at the beginning of the yesterday, it was Bryson DeChambeau or whatever his name is, the hot guy, the hot kid who is at LIV. And he was paired with Rory. And they called it the greatest pairing of all time in golf history. Oh.
Tickets were selling at $8,000 each, the cheapest online.
How did you of all people, you even take the day off to watch the Masters?
I had to make a couple of runs to Goodwill.
No!
I had to clean out the garage.
What?
And not only that, had to move around some shelving for Grandpa what? Gus down in the basement.
What? No.
TV wasn't even on.
Oh, yeah. No.
You didn't, see, what? Here's what happened.
What? You didn't even know it went into sudden death? This
had
is
no idea.
This is shocking to
no
me.
No idea. Sad day. Sad oh day over at the Ponderosa. Sad day.
So sad.
You know. As well as I do, Jamie. I love the Masters.
I know.
I love golf.
Yes.
I love the Masters. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to watch one stinking shot yesterday.
Oh, not my God.
One. I went out and played on Saturday. Okay.
So
I was going
really
all day.
In the mood.
All day. And so I missed Saturday, but I got home in time to watch some of the replays, or they rebroadcast, actually. So I watched that up until about, I don't know, 9:30, 10 o'clock. And I thought, oh, tomorrow's going to be excellent.
The biggest, greatest pairing of all time.
DeChambeau, yeah. Taking on Rory, McIlroy.
It's LIV versus PGA.
Yep. So we get up. We get up on Sunday morning. That's yesterday morning, okay? Uh-huh. My wife says, we're going to IHOP.
Okay, well, it didn't start till 2.
So that's at 11 o'clock. And we get to IHOP, and it's like, we have to hurry up and eat. And I said, why? Then I'm thinking, oh, she wants to see Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to go home and watch golf.
The greatest pairing of all time.
No. We have tickets to go see Jesus.
Wait, what?
But Jesus. It's on at the movies. King of Kings. Have you seen that?
Oh, no.
It's a cartoon.
Wait, what?
It's a Jesus cartoon.
You went to
Am I stuttering?
Wait. You went to a Jesus cartoon?
I went to
the
a Jesus cartoon yesterday. I went to a Jesus cartoon yesterday, folks. Are you listening to me?
Oh, no.
It's called The King of Kings.
Okay.
I found out about it at IHOP.
Okay. Spoiler alert, I know what happens.
Oh, I'm not going to ask you to guess, because you're probably right. Okay, it ended tragically. Well, it ended pretty good.
Well,
he got back up
thing.
Again.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
It was all good. It was all good. Yeah, so we went to the Jesus cartoon. We get out of there
again.
At about 2:30 in the afternoon.
He got back up again.
Yeah, he got back up again.
You can't say it like that. He has risen.
This is the week. Yeah. This is the week. Good Friday coming up. Easter's coming up. He got back up again. And walked right off into the sunset. It was awesome at that part.
Yeah.
But anyway, we get back home. Okay, we get back home, and the garage opens up, and my wife says, get on your sneakers. We're going to start moving stuff now.
Oh. The greatest pairing of all time in PGA history, a Masters history, the greatest pairing of all time.
So we head down to the basement where Grandpa Gus is, and we start cleaning out that storage area.
And listen to this. So Rory, at the very beginning, the first two holes, here's what they said. Rory is here to paint a masterpiece, but he's obviously smudged a few holes.
Oh.
I was like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Smudged a few holes?
Yeah, he shanked it on the first hole and the second hole. He was horrible.
Double bogey.
Yes,
wow.
Twice.
No kidding.
Yeah, in a row. And it was like, it was given to Bryson. We all knew Bryson was going to win, right?
No kidding.
Yeah, it was amazing. Anyway, what happened?
Nothing.
So you're in the basement with Grandpa Gus.
Yeah, we had to move out some shelving. We had to put together some stuff. We had to.
You didn't even have it on in the background?
Get it up. No.
Wow.
I could hear it on Grandpa Gus's computer. He was watching.
While I'm moving
his stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Every now and then, I would look over and say, hey, Grandpa Gus, who's winning? Who's winning? Grandpa Gus is my father-in-law. He's in the basement.
Yeah.
And he would, you know, shout out DeChambeau.
Bryson.
Bryson was winning, or Rory was coming back.
And then there were like five people tied for third at one point. And then Scheffler came out of nowhere, man.
I didn't get to watch.
Just came out of nowhere. We were like, Scheffler's sucking, you know, and he's won before. But then he just started coming up the ranks. We're like, oh no, is Scheffler? And then he also smudged his painting.
Yeah. He smudged the painting, huh?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was just it was a dismal day.
Yeah, I watched the last 30 minutes just for you.
You did?
Yeah, because I'm not. I don't watch golf. It's not my jam, right? But I watched it so I could talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Wow, how'd that work
out?
Well,
I can't talk about it.
I didn't even know they had a death match.
I had no idea.
The long journey is over.
Long journey is over.
That's his masterpiece.
Now the long journey continues at my house.
Wow. I cannot believe you did. And especially, I just wanted to mention, BJ won his golf tournament on Saturday.
Yeah, I did.
He's going in like Lance Armstrong after after when everybody watches the Tour de France and they get on their U.S. Postal Service jerseys. Yeah. They start biking around town.
Especially coming off that win. You were just ready.
I was the Rory McIlroy of Coonville over at Coon Golf Club.
Right?
The raccoon.
You won.
Yeah. I won on Saturday.
So you had to feel like if I watch the Masters, you know, they'll pull me up. They'll want me to play.
I know the exact feeling that Rory is feeling, okay? And my wife should have felt the same as Rory's wife, okay? Happy for me.
Well, actually, I feel like you and Rory have a lot in common because I don't think Rory's wife likes him.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I don't think so
either. They kissed, and then he picked up his little daughter for a minute, and then he dropped her off, and then he kind of took off without him. They were like so far behind him.
You just left him in the dust.
Yeah.
Here's the weird part, too. You know, that Amanda Bynes lady, that reporter for CBS, right, for golf.
Yeah.
It was rumored that they were having an affair, which I think they were. Her and Rory. Okay. Now you're the wife. You just went out there and kissed the champion, your husband. Okay. Then you have to step back and watch the other woman walk in with an interview, Mike, to talk to your husband, who you hate.
Yeah.
You hate her. And there's no amount of money on this planet can set that up for you.
And they giggle a lot together.
Yes, they do. You can see it.
I know.
Anytime they have an interview together, those two, I'm telling you.
Yep. Wow. Gosh.
But I didn't get to see it, so I don't know if that actually happened or not.
Man, but that Bryson's a looker, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess.
He's a handsome devil.
Yeah.
Is what he is.
Is he a handsome devil?
And maybe. Did you know that Rory, his parents, like, gave up everything? They said this on the Masters while I was watching it. That Rory's parents gave up everything so he could play golf?
Yeah. Yeah,
he worked
that.
Like two jobs. One of them worked as a bartender at the golf club. She signed people in just so he could play there.
There's a video of him when he was like 3 years old chipping balls into the front end of a washing machine.
Yeah, they showed that during the Masters.
Did they really?
They didn't show that.
I
just want to say Masters over and over.
Tabloid trash. Coming up. I'm sad.
I know you are. You should be.
Yeah. Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm even getting texts, like private texts, that people are shocked that you didn't see the Masters.
Yeah, I am shocked. I'm shocked.
It was a death match at the end, which never happens, and it made Rory win the Grand Slam, and there's only five of those people.
Jamie, I did it to keep the marriage together. I had to sacrifice something. I had to show true love. Okay? And I knew Saturday night, I don't want to rant on this, but I knew Saturday night that it was Rory against DeChambeau.
Yeah.
And I knew that this was the big match, man. And Rory needed it. He needed this for the Grand Slam.
Yeah. And not only that, it was like a really good case of live versus PGA, right?
Right. But how do you give up IHOP breakfast? How do you give up a Jesus cartoon? How do you give up helping Grandpa Gus get on his feet?
You are a family man.
I just showed love.
You did.
I showed love to the family.
And I get mad respect, but you did miss the greatest Masters of all time.
Okay.
Like of all time. I'm going to say that they're saying that. the greatest.
I know what they're saying. Of all, I can read headlines.
Time. BJ didn't see it.
I saw nothing. I didn't see one single shot.
Nothing.
Not one.
The Blue Origin launch takes place today at what, in an hour? Something like that? Less than an hour?
And 45 minutes from now, I think.
45 minutes from now? All I can think of is, okay, so it's Katy Perry, it's Gayle King, and it's Lauren Dirty Sanchez, who is Jeff Bezos' fiance, right?
Yeah.
All I can think of is right now, Katy Perry and Lauren Sanchez are in Glam Squad.
Yeah.
They're getting full makeup. They're getting hair. They're getting, like, everything. I mean, Gayle's not because...
Did you see the spacesuits?
No.
Ooh, sexy.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. God. They get to show some boob.
Oh, nice.
That's the way to go into space, with a little boob showing.
Well, and Lauren's got, you know, a nice set of fake knockers.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that crazy, though? Yeah, they made special suits for them that show some cleavage.
God.
That is... weird.
It is weird.
How do you take this seriously when you've got these ladies up there showing their boobs?
Well, how do you take it seriously when you know she's getting fake eyelashes put on right now? She's getting hair extensions put in. You know, she's getting lip filler. She's getting everything.
I'm surprised Gayle's going.
I am too.
I felt like she was going to back out from the beginning because she was very hesitant.
Yeah.
About, you know, once she signed up, she kind of regretted it.
Remember, she started kind of crying about it because she said, I know it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and then she was crying, but she's like, I'm just so scared.
Yeah. Yikes. Hey, look, this is a dangerous move. It really is.
Right?
I mean, you're going to jet up there. I mean, you're not going far. You're going up to the stratosphere, but you're going to be there for 11 minutes. It's still dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I mean, yeah, that's true. So
you've got to hand it to him.
We'll see what happens. Everybody's shock and awed at President Trump. So he was at the UFC fight, right? And he walks by RFK, his buddy that doesn't like fluoride. And he walked by him, and there's his wife, Cheryl Hine. She was the wife on Curb Your Enthusiasm. She's a big actress, right? And so she's married to RFK. And Trump, like, shakes RFK's hand, and poor Cheryl puts her hand out. And he just walks right by it, and she does a sad face.
Aww.
She was so sad. He just didn't even notice her or whatever. He just, you know, hey, RFK, shaky, shaky. And then he turned away, and Cheryl's just, she has her hand out. You know how you high-five somebody and they leave you hanging?
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
It's the worst feeling on the planet.
It is, right? You're like, oh, okay, fine, I'll put my hand back down. Poor guy. I mean, poor girl, not guy. Let's see here. Coachella happened over the weekend as well. It's going on right now. And lots of different stories. For example, Green Day, they shot off fireworks, and I guess one went zing right by the whole audience and caught a palm tree on fire.
Okay.
So that, we're lucky nobody died.
Yeah, put that sucker out.
Then Lady Gaga did a performance, and some people were calling it satanic. I thought it was great, but some people said it was satanic. And then Benson Boone, who you know I love so much, he performed with the Queen guitarist. He brought up the Queen guitarist, Brian May, which is, you never saw this match coming, right? Benson Boone and Brian May on stage at Coachella. Here's a little bit of that. Number 3.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go? Mamma mia.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really good.
You know, I saw a video yesterday of Coachella. This is the bad side of Coachella. I'm sure the music's great. I got no problem with it. But people were in line to take a shower for over 2 hours, and they were having to cover their face because the lines were so packed and people smelled so bad.
Oh, God.
That they had to cover their faces like this from the stench of each other.
Really?
Oof. Yeah.
I saw him in line waiting for 6 hours to even get in there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Some people waited 12 hours.
Yeah, it was insane.
Oh, wow.
And then people were parking wherever they wanted. They didn't have parking spots for overnight camping. Last year, I guess they gave them designated spots. This year, I don't know how they're going to get out of there, to be honest. The way everybody parked and set up tent, they just, as soon as they got in, they just set up something. And so everybody trying to get out is going to be a nightmare.
That's a hardcore crowd, man.
There's no
to wait all that time for, you know, parking to get in, for showers. Man, they, you know, more power to them.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you love it, you love it.
Here's that something funny. You know how I told you the Savannah bananas are coming to town? I just ran out of oxygen. Almost died. Anyway, they're coming to town. I'm very excited about it. They're going to be at Coors Field. Well, Travis Hunter went out to see the Savannah bananas, and he did a whole dance with them. It was so good.
Well, I haven't seen
this. He's an amazing dancer. He kind of took over. You know?
I could see that. I mean, yeah. He's such a great athlete, too.
Yeah, so he, and then he threw out the first pitch at the Savannah Banana game. Here's number one.
Heisman Trophy winner, Travis Hunter!
And Travis Hunter misses just a bit outside. The first pitch that counts, missing wide. Two-way star out of Colorado. This guy's going in the top five.
Wait a minute. He didn't throw a strike?
No, he missed.
Oh. Yeah. That's like Peyton Manning.
Yeah, it was actually exactly where Peyton missed, even.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, what's happened to these guys?
And then he did an interview. Sorry. Hi, use your words. With a reporter. Here it is.
The man of the hour, Travis Hunter. Travis, we saw the moves. We see the backflip finish. Do you think this only helps your draft stock, seeing the athleticism in this realm?
I don't think it helped me anymore at this point, but yeah, hopefully it does.
Now walk me through the first pitch. I feel like, did you let up a little bit? You didn't want to hurt our catcher maybe? I felt like you could have put a little more on that one.
Yeah, I was just trying to finesse it and try to get a strike, but the umpire, I think he really just wanted me to, you know, go at him, but I was like, that's all good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was pretty thrilling. You had to see it.
Yeah.
Because when he danced, you're like, dude, that's awesome. Now, when is the draft?
It's got to be within a couple of weeks.
It's next week.
Is it next week?
Yeah, next Thursday.
Yeah, is he going to participate in the draft? I mean,
he should be there because he's a top five pick.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll be there.
Yeah.
All right.
He's in it.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I wonder where he's going to go.
First round for sure. So,
yeah. They're saying Giants, Cleveland, or maybe the Raiders even.
Oh, I hope he doesn't go to Cleveland. That'd be perfect.
They said that he
nobody wants
know.
To live in Cleveland.
No.
They don't know what position he'll play. He might not even be a receiver.
Yeah, they're back and forth between if he'll be a defensive back or a wide receiver.
That's pretty amazing. You could go into the first round at either position.
Yeah, it is. it's incredible.
You know what it reminds me of? The Masters. It was the most amazing Masters of all time.
I wouldn't know. I didn't see it, Jamie.
I mean, they
I'm sure it was.
The most amazing of all times is the headline. Wow. You are sad.
So sad.
But you're a good man.
Life shouldn't be like this. You should be able to do things you want to do in life.
It's compromising.
Yeah.
You know what? Big
compromise.
You saw King of Kings.
Yes, a Jesus cartoon. It was pretty good, actually.
Was it?
Yeah, for a cartoon. Yeah. It's a good story. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say something that's inappropriate, especially since it's this week.
It was
it's kind of religious week and stuff. All right. Hey, I do want to tell you coming up in a little bit. I feel like, well, some people might get mad at me, but some people might not. I think that I have realized that Carson might be the biggest narcissist of all time.
What?
Really?
Yep.
I could see that.
What?
Yeah.
What did I do?
I could see that.
Yeah. I have proof.
I went out and joined you Friday, slinging meat.
Oh, you went and saw him at Meat Fest 2025?
I told you I was pick up some meat.
You did. You rolled up and bought some meat.
Yeah.
That's some good meat.
Yeah. Meat Fest 2025. Yeah.
I had a bite of it on Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm still chewing on it.
Wow.
It's delicious. No, I mean, that's
I'm
how much I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still eating that same steak.
Juicy.
It's still in the fridge.
Yeah, that's what he meant.
It's delicious. I went and saw him on Friday to the parking lot over there, Southwest Plaza. So Carson.
Yeah.
Carson's over there doing all he can to shoot a video. There's only three people there. Okay. And I'm one of them. All right. So he's trying to get every angle to make it look like a crowd.
Yeah.
It was hysterical.
It's hard to make it look like a crowd with three people, right?
Yeah. Well, you got to get the workers in it. You got to get everybody that you can get. I mean, if you get a car driving by, you get in too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got to work at it. He was working at it, man. I got to give you props.
I know that there were so few people that he actually did a selfie with a pork chop.
Then I bought the pork chop.
Right?
Yeah, right out of his hands.
You got to show off the product.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tumblr trash.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm just saying. I got to give them props. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is a Monday. We had snow this morning. Can't tell it right now.
It was weird. It was like a microburst of snow. It came down so hard, I thought, uh-oh, we're in trouble. But now it stopped.
It was a blizzard at my house when I walked out this morning at 4 o'clock. It was a blizzard, but now it's going to clear off. And it looks like it's fairly seasonal. I think that we have maybe some more weather coming on Friday. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, through Easter weekend.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah, big weekend this weekend with Easter. We don't get a day off for Good Friday or Easter or nothing. We should be getting a day off.
We love Jesus.
I'm a little angry about that. I went to see a Jesus cartoon yesterday.
Well, I don't think we've ever asked.
At one time, we
can't bitch about something that we don't ask about.
Well, I'm just saying, at one time, we used to get Good Friday off. Well, it was a holiday.
I used to take Mondays off because I used to go to Missouri to go camping with my family.
What do you think, folks? Maybe we put in the...
Good Friday?
Yeah. Well, Friday or Monday. Maybe Monday.
I mean,
the day after. I mean, Easter egg hunts wear me out.
I know. Yeah.
You know?
Because we used to take off every single Monday.
We used to take off. Yeah. But we don't do it. All right, so I'm watching the feed this morning. Now, I don't know if there's talking.
Dan,
or not.
I think you can see Lauren Sanchez.
This is the Blue Origin. This has the women going up today. There's six of them. Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, and Gail King aboard the spaceship this morning.
Oh, Ariane, I have to say.
Am I breaking?
They're buckled in, by the way.
Yep.
I'm so excited for you.
T-minus.
Wait, somebody's talking to him.
I want to go with you. And when you get back,
it's Jeff.
I can't wait to hear how it's changed you. I love all of you. See you soon.
Did he say that? I can't wait for your boobies to get back to Earth.
Yeah, that's what he said. And how it's changed them because they'll deflate a little bit.
Yeah. All right, let me start with the news story here.
Well, today Blue Origin is set to launch a historic human spaceflight from Texas. The passenger list in the new Shepard rocket's 31st mission includes only women. That includes journalist Gail King, singer Katy Perry, and Jeff Bezos' fiancée, Lauren Sanchez. The flight will last about 10 minutes. Liftoff will get going around 9:30 this morning.
I don't know. I find it suspicious that the fiance, the dude, Jeff Bezos, sets up your fiance, your soon-to-be wife, in this rocket ship just before the wedding.
Yeah, that is suspect, isn't it? Has he ever gone up in it?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Did he?
Jeff?
Yeah, he went up early, didn't he? One of the first ones.
Okay. All right.
He went up with like a basketball player.
I felt like he's that guy like, no, you try it.
You go first.
I would.
Yeah, me too.
Here's the ladies talking about the ship.
Thank you so much.
We love you.
We love.
They're talking at the ship. They're telling the rocket how much they love the ship and please. I swear. They're talking to the rocket.
This is dumb.
No, it's a video. I caught it over the weekend, and they walk into this room where the rocket is. And they're all sitting there talking to the rocket. How much they love this rocket.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We love you.
We love you.
Bring us back safe.
We're so grateful.
We're counting on you.
We're counting on you.
We believe in you, too.
Thank you for helping us heal. 3, 2, 1. Take it up safe.
Thank you to the rocket.
What are they healing from?
I don't know.
Thanks for healing us.
I don't know. I guess they're going to have a whole different perspective on life.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's an eye-opening experience, which I'm sure it is. But I do have to give these ladies props because it is a little bit dangerous or a lot dangerous to go up in one of these rockets. So, you know what? Props to them for doing it. I didn't think Gail King would do it, but the others, I thought they're wacky enough to do it.
I just didn't think they needed full glam to go up, though.
No. I'm with you.
Their glam squad showed up at 3 this morning.
It's a long process.
Yeah.
All right, we're keeping tabs on this. T-minus 22 minutes and 30 seconds right now before the rocket blasts, and so far it's on time. It's all set to go.
But you're right. It is in the middle of nowhere.
It's in a desert in Texas.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's nothing around it. You got a couple of looks like propane tanks that are around. And that's it. It's just sitting out in the middle of nowhere.
I mean, they are incredibly brave. But have you ever done that thing where now you're too far in and you're like, this is a bad idea?
Yeah.
When we did the zip line over the Royal Gorge, yep. and they strapped me in, and I looked down at the Royal Gorge, I was like, this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
This is a very bad idea.
I did it with zip lining, and yeah. I did it with bungee jumping.
Yeah,
I'd never do either one again.
Yeah.
I'd never do it again, because once you get strapped in with the zip line or you get the bungee thing around your ankles, you think, oh, crap. Bad.
Well, I love ziplining, just not over the Royal Gorge. It's just a different, it's different.
Yeah.
Because you just, like I've said, you feel like you're going to get stuck in the middle, and then how are they going to get you out of there?
It's so long.
It's so long across there. It's crazy. And then one time I was at Lake Havasu, and we all decided to jump off a cliff, a huge cliff. I didn't know it was that high. And then once I climbed all the way up there, I thought, this is way too high for me, and I'm going to die. And so I tried to come back down, and they said, you'll die if you try to come back down. There's only one way. You have to jump. And I was like, I want to get down. I need to be rescued. And they're like, you can't. You have to jump.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, you're right, I kind of feel like Gil King's in that situation.
I do too.
I think the other two are okay with it, but I think Gil King might be in that situation right now.
Well, if you think
she got
about,
in too deep.
Yeah, because she was crying about it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So you know she's like, I don't think, I bet she has a panic attack.
Well, that'd be great.
And tries to shut it down.
Yeah, like, no, they're up in the air. She opens the door and tries to jump out.
Well, in about 20 minutes, maybe we get that. That would be cool.
Stars of the show are astronauts. And one of our astronauts that we haven't heard from yet is Gail King.
Oh, great. She's late.
A lot of emotions going into this flight. Let's hear what she has to say from this interview with Tabitha Limkin just a couple of days ago.
That was great timing.
When I made the decision to come, there were only three people whose opinion matters to me the most. Favorite daughter Kirby, favorite son Will, and Oprah. That's my kitchen cabinet. And all of them said, I think you should do it. All of them, much to my surprise, including Oprah. I really thought she was going to say, nope, I don't think you should do it.
And she was like, do it.
She said, I really think you should do it because you've been talking about it. And when it comes back and you're not on it, you're going to be kicking yourself saying, I could have gone and I didn't. And I don't want to have to hear about it for the next few years. And, you know, I think everybody in this group is a storyteller and explorer. And to be able to take this message and tell other people what it was like from our different perspectives, I think is very significant.
Do you have a message for the kids watching?
You should always know that no dream is too big. You know, we have someone, Aisha, who was told when she was a kid, your dreams are too big. You need to dream smaller. No child should ever be told that.
There you go.
You know what? I feel like Oprah's forcing her.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I feel like this is an Oprah move because she did not want to go.
Right. And that could be taken both ways because she said, when that rocket comes back and you're not on it, which means she could jump.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Like what you said. You know, that's the way I read into it. It's like, okay, something's going to happen to Gail. She's going to exit the place.
But I mean, it's like Oprah was like that, you know, like, go. My God, you're going to regret it. And if you're having like second thoughts, you should have a friend go, hey, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. But no, Oprah's like, go. Yeah, I don't want to hear about it if you don't go.
Right. She's had enough of Gail. That's it.
I begged her.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I wonder why Oprah didn't go. Oprah could have pulled the punches and gone.
Too heavy.
Oh, weight limit. Oh. Yeah, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show from the beautiful Belco Studios. You can get us on the Odyssey app. Take us anywhere you go. You'll get the podcast after 10 a.m. this morning. We are about 7 minutes and 15 seconds away.
This is one of the
from the launch of the Blue Origin, man, with the girls on board.
Here's what I don't get. A couple things. First of all, I mean, we talked about this last time. It is shaped like a wiener. We've talked about this. It's just obvious, right? Anyway, but number two, they don't have any cameras inside the capsule, which is weird because last time they did, and I'm guessing Lauren, who is Jeff Bezos' fiance, does not like her helmet look.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a reason why we can't see them.
No, you would think there would be cameras and would be seeing everything going on inside from them being strapped in to, you know, whatever. But nothing this morning. It's all from the outside. Oprah right now talking to Ellen Kay.
Calm. I don't think I've ever been more calm because I think it's already done. Once she said yes, once she committed to yes, and Lord, did we all hear, should I do it? Should I do it? Since Thanksgiving, we've been talking about it. And so once she finally said yes,
this one's over.
Okay,
did you hear that? She's been talking about since Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, you can hear it in her voice.
I know. She's just like, ugh. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. 6 minutes. 6 minutes exactly until liftoff. All right. Let's get to Carson real quick.
Well, it's going
to
take way longer than 6 minutes.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
He's that big a narcissist?
Oh, it's a whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we may have to wait then.
We are going to have to wait.
What did I do?
I don't know.
I mean, now, listen, like, this is a discussion.
Okay.
Like, it's all a whole, like, it's a thing.
All right.
Yeah, it'll take the whole show.
We'll just wait. Okay.
I mean, we could even push it off till tomorrow because it's going to take the entire show.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How about we just not talk about this? I'm
not privy to this either, Carson.
Yeah, no, I just thought about it over the weekend.
Okay.
Long and hard.
All right, then we'll just wait.
Yeah,
we'll wait. We'll get
to it. It's called, hey, this is the title. Hey, do you think that Carson's the biggest narcissist you've ever met?
Wow.
By Jamie White.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear this.
Is this like a nursery rhyme? What is this?
I mean, I know you are,
yeah,
but I didn't know you were this
big.
Oh,
my God.
A whole show?
When you actually, and then Carson, I mean, I know this is so inside, but when you actually take a mirror about this, you'll be like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm a bad person.
Yeah. A bad person.
See what I mean? It's going to take a whole show.
But sometimes you have to look in a mirror. Sometimes you got to seize things because sometimes it takes other people to point it out to you.
Let me know when we're going to talk about this, and I'm just going to be sick that day.
A whole show. Well, it does, and that's when you know you have really good friends, when they tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Isn't that the, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
They say the best friends that you could have is the person that tells you have a booger.
Yeah.
The person that tells you you're a narcissist.
Exactly.
The person that tells you you're a bad person.
Exactly. When your Botox goes bad, somebody has to tell you.
Jamie? Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're all about that here this program.
Because BJ told me last month, you're like, oh my God, you need to go to facial aesthetics. Your Botox has worn off.
You were hideous. I mean, it was embarrassing. I'm just glad a bar bingo didn't come up. That we had to be in public.
Good
it was that
right
bad.
Good
it was
friend.
Horrible.
And we told you that you have too much estrogen in your system.
You sure did.
Yep.
My boobs were too big, you said.
Yep.
Yeah, too much estrogen.
See, it's all in love,
right.
Carson. It's all in love.
Yeah. She suggested quickly to get butt beads.
I did.
Get some more testosterone in your system, Beach.
They really help.
All right, so today is Monday, and this is Easter week.
Yes.
Okay, just letting everybody know. Hey, Spadil, there's a list out there on the 9 News website of all the Easter egg hunts in case somebody wants to.
Oh, we already had ours.
Yeah, we did too.
Well, then there's no reason to put yours up there then, is
I know,
there?
But I thought it was a little premature.
I think it is.
Yeah,
I think it is.
I thought it was.
I think this coming weekend's the weekend to do it. You could do it Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
You know,
be good.
There are some bad bunnies out there. Not the artist, but literally. There's the real Easter bunny, right?
And
that's a good bunny. Fluffy, beautiful, lovely, right?
Sneaky.
Yeah.
In and out
sneaky.
Of your house,
yeah,
ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love that, the real bunny. But I have met some imposters, and I feel like they drink. Well,
if you see a bunny eating on a carrot, but that carrot smells like whiskey, then you know something's up.
You got a bad bunny.
You got a bad bunny. Yeah. There's a lot of videos out there of bunnies beating up people.
Or people beating up bunnies.
Yeah,
I've
either way.
Yeah.
You could go either way.
So the one that we went and saw was in Havasu. And so think about that. Like, it's kind of back ass words right there. But the whole screen of his bunny face, it was a screen. It wasn't like a nose and eyes. It was just a screen with ears. Like that kind of screen. What would you call it?
Yeah, just like.
And I don't know.
Regular window screen.
Like a window screen. Yeah. And he had ears. And I'm like, but I guess it's really hard to get an outfit out there. I don't know.
Where's this at again?
It was in Lake Havasu at a park.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Can't get a bunny suit
Couldn't
out
get
there,
a bunny
huh?
suit. Somebody made it, I think. I don't know. But my son's like, Mom, why is his face in there? And I'm like, yeah, he's pretend bunny. And he's like, but I can see his face. I go, I know.
Yeah. Well, there is a list, and there's a lot of cities out there having a city Easter egg hunt.
It's bad.
This coming weekend, there's a lot of them. So we'll put the list up on our website.
And there's fights.
Oh, yes.
My God.
You got to be careful because a lot of parents like to defend their kids. Before you know it, the big fight breaks out over Easter eggs.
All right, so I'm going to give your son a little tip, okay?
Yeah.
So when you see a kid with a bunch of eggs in his basket, he needs to go up underneath it and pop them out of there and grab them all.
I'm with him. Okay. We got to come up with a different strategy because we went last year to the park where it was a city event, and there were probably, in his age group alone, probably 400 kids that were there. Gosh. And they were in this big plot, looked like a half an acre or so, square, with eggs everywhere. You could see them on the ground, you know, everywhere. He didn't get one egg.
Oh, no.
One
egg.
That's
so sad.
Bawled his eyes out.
Of course he did.
Yeah. And then coming off the field, one little kid took one egg and put it in his basket.
Oh, that's precious. That's a good child.
You don't want one egg.
Yes, you do. That's a good kid.
Well, might be good on his part, but for your kid to come back with one stinking egg, I'd just assume him have an empty basket. I tell you.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's
so
embarrassing
bad.
As a dad.
Oh,
okay?
My God. Don't
it
say
really
that.
Is. You got to get in there and you got to scuffle, man.
Yeah.
You
got to come take up off on this flight.
A
I
what?
Know they are. Yeah. I've got 20 something seconds here, so Spadil. I'm watching.
F10.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wait, are we? All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here's
Let's
the live
go.
Feed from Let's the go. Blue Origin. I can't hear it.
Right. The ladies are going up in space. What happened?
Oh, no. Oh, Spadil! Spadil, hurry.
Religions can be quite a bit now, later, course, as not all Christians celebrate Easter on the same time as Passover.
What do you got going?
Yeah, you have some Easter
eggs. I was recording the Easter egg thing. They already took off on my stream.
Nobody knows
here,
that.
I got
yeah.
Lift off.
New Shepard has cleared the tower.
Hi, Gail!
Hey, don't forget Katy Perry's on there.
Hi, Katy!
And then, of course, Lauren Dirty Sanchez. Jeff Bezos' wife.
Booby.
I don't know if her name is Booby.
6,000 feet climbing.
Oh, 6,000 feet.
Here we go.
That's big.
Yeah. They're going to be up there for 11 minutes.
Wow, it's going to take a while.
So far, so good.
Begin throttle down for Q limiting.
Yeah. It looks like it's going sideways.
Engine response looks good.
Yeah, that's the side that Gail's sitting on.
Oh! My God.
No, I'm just saying, she's on that right side.
Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, Gail King, Karina Flynn, Aisha Bo, and Amanda something big on me.
Mach 1. Vehicle is supersonic.
Mach 1?
Yeah, there goes supersonic. A rocket booster. Now, there goes a pair of heels.
Supersonic. We have passed through max Q. Maximum
pressure
dynamic pressure. That's when the vehicle, the stresses between the atmosphere
passing
and
47,
the speed
feet
are
climbing.
At their maximum. So to punch through that is so important. You see the BE-3 engines. It's firing beautifully. You
Jeff
see
Bezos
the,
flipping in the air.
Stream
his,
of steam behind it.
And he's saying, keep
Those
going, keep going.
Right now are having an
unimaginable
view on their way to space.
What are the odds they're arguing already?
Passing through 80,000 feet. 1300
no, they're bitching about their husbands.
Yeah. They're peak at about 2,300 miles an hour over.
I never
Mach
liked Earth anyway.
Three times the speed of sound.
There's some rotten men down there.
Shortly
I
coming
wish he
up,
had hair. That's what she's
we'll
saying.
We'll have Miko main engine cut off. We will turn off the engine. But the two craft, the capsule and the booster,
hurt, he's just
will continue their ascent to space.
There she goes.
Everybody's covering this live. It's crazy.
And our...
And there
you saw. The main engine is turned off. We're now going to separate the capsule from the booster. And at
Oprah's
that point,
crying.
Kristen,
why is she
that's
crying?
When all six
She's
astronauts
like
are going to start
crying.
To feel the weightlessness. And shortly thereafter, we're going to let them unbuckle.
My lover is up there. Sorry, no, that
and that right there is the most critical milestone of this whole ascent.
She's like
Oprah
bawling.
Watching her best friend go to space.
Does she know something we don't know?
Don't know.
Is it not coming back?
I mean, I guess it would be emotional to watch you fly up there.
Yeah.
What are we hearing? Who's screaming? Do you hear, like,
I think that's them inside the capsule.
Oh, you think
yeah.
so? Why are they screaming?
It's like a bunch of blue girls in space.
I know! They're doing shooters. Fireball!
And the two craft is separated.
Put it up there.
328,000 feet, 100 kilometers. Welcome to space, ladies, or shall I say, astronauts.
Oh, the moon! You guys!
There you go.
Wait, look at the moon! Look! Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! That's our pink moon! I love you, Jackson!
Oh, they're doing shout-outs.
Yeah.
Just in case I wasn't clear.
They're drunk.
Those are the astronauts. Those are their voices that you're hearing.
That's so weird. You never hear men astronauts. Oh, my God, I love you. Oh, my God, there's the moon.
You got it?
Oh, my God. 5,000
feet. All right, there you go. The girls are in space.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
All right, they made it, I guess.
Yep, so far,
oh my God,
so good.
They
still
got to
come back, you know. They're only halfway around here.
That's true.
So we got to see what happens. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the program. Don't forget. And we'll get back to this. We'll see if they make it back okay. I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah. All right, we'll get back to it in just a few minutes. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday.
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, we'll play this first, and then we'll get to Patrick Waugh's son. What was his name? Jonathan? Was it Jonathan Waugh?
Jonathan Waugh.
Waugh, right? And he's a country artist.
Yeah.
Out of Nashville.
Isn't that crazy?
And we got, I guess we got a phone call on Friday from his agent or somebody that works for the record company wanting to know if we wanted to talk to him. And Patrick Wall is a big name. Big name
here.
You know,
but remember the thing?
What's that?
That we got to focus on him as an artist and not keep bringing up his dad.
I know, but it's going to be hard to do. But supposedly he's got some music out.
They say
we'll play a piece. And we'll play a piece of the music for you. And we'll talk to Jonathan Waugh. He will be on the program here in just a few minutes, according to Spadil. He just ran in
there
and told us.
I have, like, big questions, though.
Okay.
No, like, cutting edge. Like,
good, because I have none.
I have one. Ready?
Yeah.
How has it been your whole life being called Justin Roy? That's
now, I don't know if that's going to fly very well.
Because it is true. You know he's been called Justin Roy his whole life.
Yeah, I'm sure he has.
You know,
school, but
they're like, Justin Roy?
I wonder if he's even using the last name. I don't even
know. Oh, I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
He's not dumb.
Yeah. All right. Patrick Waugh's son, Justin. Is it Justin or Jonathan?
Jonathan,
right? Jonathan. It's Jonathan.
And see, Waugh is spelled R-O-Y.
All right, we'll talk to him in just a few minutes. All right, let's play this audio here. Again, this is Zuckerberg and Elon Musk crosswalks.
Well, this one's just the Elon, I think. Did you get the, I don't know. Anyway.
It's got two here.
So in Palo Alto, they have hacked somebody. I mean, it's all smart people up there, right? Somebody has hacked into the crosswalks. So when you push the button, Elon Musk talks to you.
Okay.
It's bizarre. Here it is.
All right.
Hi. This is Elon Musk. Welcome to Palo Alto, the home of Tesla engineering. You know, they say money can't buy happiness, and yeah, okay. I guess that's true. God knows I've tried, but it can buy a Cybertruck, and that's pretty sick, right?
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that crazy?
That's like being on the train at DIA.
Yeah, it's so weird, though. Yeah, you push a button, and you're like, I mean, it's AI. It's AI of Elon, but they hacked it. Somebody's very smart.
It sounds so good.
It does. I don't know what the second one is.
It's a Zuckerberg, it says.
Okay. Yeah, it's Zuckerberg.
Yeah, it's Zuckerberg.
Hi, this is Mark Zuckerberg, but real ones call me the Zuck. You know, it's normal to feel uncomfortable or even violated as we forcefully insert AI into every facet of your conscious experience. And I just want to assure you, you don't need to worry because there's absolutely nothing you can do to stop it. Anyway, see ya.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. When you hit the crosswalk there.
Isn't that bizarre? You would never expect that. That would be shocking.
Yeah.
You're like, am I being punked?
Yeah.
Something's going on.
All right, Spadil, I'm lost here. I got to be honest with you because I've got Jonathan here, but I don't have, do you have any of the music? Do you have anything you can play for us?
I thought we were going to play a song after talking about the crosswalks thing, I'd have a second to get you this song.
He's on hold here, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we'll just go to him and just find out what happens if you'll grab some music there from him. And we'll just go talk to him real quick here. Hey, Jonathan, good morning. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show in Denver. How are you?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
All right, there's nobody there, Spadil.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The line's engaged.
Uh-oh.
But there's nobody there.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Yeah. Mimes are really bad at promoting their music.
We will play a song. How about that?
Okay. All right.
We'll play a song.
Wow, we are an S show.
Yeah. Just in the last 5 minutes.
Wow.
All right, we'll talk to Jonathan. We'll do that next. Patrick Wasside. He's doing country music now.
BJ and Jamie. Rolling up the flames, gonna show you what I made of. Breaking every chain that you put on me. You thought I wouldn't change, but I grew.
Got a good sound, man.
Yeah, it does.
Cause I will never be
Jonathan Waugh.
This fire, this fire's keeping me alive. Making me believe I
could. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good.
You know, I was told it's country, but it doesn't really sound country to me.
No, it's alternative, like alternative pop that we do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
By the way, you're very talented.
Very cool. Are you
Thank
in?
You so
are,
much.
You, are you in Nashville? Do you live in Nashville or what?
No, man. I live in Montreal. My wife and I bought a little farm out there, and we're settled up in Montreal. But I was living. Just prior to that, I was living in a van out in Los Angeles, California, on Malibu, right by the PCH, and living with my dog, and I was writing songs, and Keep Me Alive, the one you just played, was I was just that girl from my record label, Warner Music, at the time. I was there for about 5-6 years, and I was in a weird, weird place, man, trying to figure out if music, after doing music for about 15 years, if I should keep going. And I just wrote this song, Keep Me Alive, and it just took off a couple of years ago and changed my life and kind of turned my career around. Which
300
is
million
awesome.
Now, views.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wild.
Hey, Jonathan, listen, I got a question for you. Again, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here in Denver. You know, your dad, huge here. Patrick Waugh, big
man.
Hall of Famer,
you might
everything,
have heard
right?
Of him.
Hey, Jonathan, why aren't you playing hockey?
Well, listen, man. When I was around 6 or 7, I was living out in Denver and going to school at St. Mary's Academy. And my mom bought me my first drum, my first guitar, and I've always wanted to play music. I played my junior hockey in Quebec. I was in, like, the Sidney Crosby years. Music was just something I really wanted to do for so long. And I called up my dad and said, Dad, after this year, I think I'm going to switch from hockey to music. And he's like, you're crazy, man.
Hey,
you?
Hey, hey,
about?
Hey, hey. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Jonathan. I mean, we're a laid back show, but we're not that laid back.
Am I not allowed to swear?
No, you can't say that. No. You can't use
man.
That word.
Yeah, it's called the FCC. Oh,
yeah, okay. I apologize.
So he says you're
in Canada,
crazy.
In Canada, all is allowed.
Yeah,
no, no, you Canadians. Yeah, what are you trying to make us lose our license? What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
I apologize. Sending you love. Sending
all right,
you love.
Okay,
I apologize.
All right. Start over,
that
Jonathan.
That was scary. I hope that button
Jeepers.
Worked.
Well, I pushed it, so okay. It's on the station.
Okay.
If it didn't work.
Someone should have told me that at 7 a.m.
No,
in the morning. I had no idea.
You can't talk like that on the air.
It's an FCC thing called.
Didn't your daddy teach you better?
Anyway, so where we were is that...
He tried to show me how to save pucks, but that didn't work.
Yeah.
I took some music.
Okay, all right. All right.
Well, jeez. Puck rhymes with, and so that's what he meant to say.
Yeah.
Let me play. I'm going to play part of this song again because it's got a really good sound to it, dude.
Thank you, guys.
No, I mean, I did not
expect this. That's my seventh album in Korea. I've been doing this for about 20 years now. And well, I've never come to Denver to play music, so I'm super excited for the first time coming to the Marquee Theater on the 18th. And I'm pumped to come, you know, see my old friends and family, and I'm just really excited, man.
Yeah, we're pumped for you. We may give away tickets to see you, if that's possible.
That'd be awesome.
Anyway, when we first heard about you, we were told that you were coming out of Nashville, you were doing country music, and there were a lot of things that were said that weren't accurate, okay? But I guess you're, you know, some of your labels coming out of there. But, man, listening to this music, it's not country at all, and it's very catchy.
Catchy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Got a good hook to it. All right, here we go. Okay. Jonathan Waugh, and listen to this music.
Rolling up the flames, gonna show you what I made of. Breaking every chain that you put on me. You thought I wouldn't change, but I grew on you. Cause I will never be what you wanted. This fire, this fire's keeping me alive.
The Marquee Theater. It's going to be on April 18th. How do people get tickets, Jonathan?
They can go to my website, jonathanwaughofficial.com, or I think probably on the website of the Marquee Theater. I'm sure you can get them there as well.
April 18th. And now, I do have a question. This is a hard-hitting one. What was it like being called Jonathan Roy your whole life?
Oh, man. Listen, I'm proud of who my dad is, you know?
No, but you know everybody got the name wrong. No, everybody got the name wrong. Like Mr. Roy, and you're like, it's Roy.
Roy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it never bothered me 1 second. I think sometimes in some places it's easier to just say Roy and give into that.
You guys did good.
You guys did good, so I'm all good with it.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
All right, maybe when you get into town, you can come by and see us. We'd love to meet you.
Man, I'll come in with a guitar and play a couple songs for you guys anytime. I'd love that.
We'd love to have you in here. Bring Dad, too. Carson wants an autographed jersey.
All right. I think he's struggling with the New York Islanders right now. I don't know if he has.
Yeah, it's having a rough go. It's okay.
Cheap shot. All right. Hey, Jonathan. Good luck to you, man.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we will see you on April 18th
again. It's a pleasure, guys.
It's at the Marquee Theater. There you go.
All right, we look forward to seeing you.
Thank you for helping out, man. Really appreciate it.
Jonathan Waugh, right there. And, you know, Patrick Waugh's son. Big name here in Colorado, obviously.
Good artist.
And so we'll see what happens. He's going to come to town on the 18th, and that should be a good show. So get your tickets.
Filthy mouth, though.
Yeah.
Filthy.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Filthy mouth.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get it for free. Get the podcast after the program today. Let's see. The girls are home. They're back. They're back. They're back. They're back. We just talked to Jonathan Waugh of Patrick Waugh. Who is big name here in Colorado.
He is so funny. Jonathan Waugh is so funny because to me, he just embodies Boulder, right? Yeah. Like he's like, yeah, dude, I was like in Malibu, just, you know, playing in my guitar. I mean, in my van along the beach. I'm like, you know, your dad's Patrick Waugh. You can stay in a hotel. But he's like van life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was kind of cool.
Yeah. It's just so funny. It's like, I mean, here it is. And that I love these stories, right? Because your dad is huge, has millions and millions of dollars, but you live the simple life along the beach, right? And nobody knows your dad is Patrick Waugh. Nobody. And then you have that one person that's mean to you and you're like, you don't know who I am. Right?
And I think it's pretty cool that he decided somewhere in life that hockey just wasn't it for him.
Exactly.
He was going to do music no matter what, right?
Exactly.
And he made that decision because, I mean, your dad's footsteps are really difficult to follow in. When it's Patrick Waugh, right?
Patrick Waugh, yeah.
All right, speaking of which, the Avs are in the playoffs.
Yep.
Okay, so they're all set.
We're playing Dallas in the first round, but we don't know when it's going to start. Right. The playoffs start on the 19th, but it could be the 19th or the 20th that we start.
Nuggets sewed it up yesterday. They're in the playoffs.
Yep.
Wow. In the playoffs. They come in. They won yesterday, which put them into the playoffs. They're going to play either next Saturday or Sunday,
they're
somewhere in there.
Saturday at 1:30 against the Clippers.
We're having I interrupted. Go ahead. What?
Saturday here at 1:30 against the Clippers.
Yeah. We're having a good sports year.
We are.
You know?
Well, except the Rockies.
Oh,
yeah. They blow. Yeah.
But we kind of expect that, right?
Yeah.
We're doing okay.
Yeah.
I think we're a little disappointed in the Nuggets, though, because they had to win yesterday or they had to play in the play-in games. Yeah, so I think we're a little disappointed with them. That's why they fired that coach.
Yeah, they're unbeaten without the coach now.
Yeah,
so it's awesome.
Solid.
Poor guy.
Go on a run.
Bad for them.
BJ and Jamie.
I know. For a lot of people, it's depressing right now. It's tax time, April 14th. Tomorrow being tax day. If you owe, pay what you can. Get an extension, but pay whatever you can, or they're going to penalize you. There you go.
Wow. And let's say a prayer for my accountant, Ron. Dear Jesus, please help Ron. He's not having a good time.
He's a good man.
He is a very good man, but he's not very happy right now.
No.
He
could use your guidance, Lord.
Every CPA right now is just like, oh, my God.
I just got a text this morning. There's one piece of paperwork that's missing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
So now I got to find it today and get it to him for tomorrow. So, but everybody's going through this.
You're
okay?
Just having such a bad time. Yeah. I feel bad. Our boss came in. He and I were talking about the Masters and like how every hole we were like, whoa, oh God, oh my God. And like, and then I realized that you weren't allowed to watch it, and yeah. it felt mean and hurtful how much the boss and I were just into the Masters, and I mean the amazing turns and twists and all of it. It was just insanity. And I mean, just they're calling it the biggest, best Masters in all time of history.
Well, don't tell me who wins. I'm going to go watch the replay today. Okay. So don't tell me. I know it's not out there. Now, I wonder.
That Rory was playing for the Grand Slam and won it, and he's like one of five. I mean, it was insanity.
Now, here's what I'm asking you, Jamie, because yesterday I didn't get to watch because of the honey-do list, I guess you could call it.
Well, and the Jesus movie.
Yeah, we had a Jesus movie I had to go to Lord of the King of the Kings or whatever it was. And so I went to that yesterday, got home, had to clean out the garage, had to work on the basement stuff and blah, 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 blah. Just a list of things because we got one of those dumpsters at the house. And so you got to, you know, you only got it for 10 days. You got to work on it, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I did yesterday. Now, here's the thing. What really gets me is my wife has no idea to what I sacrifice order to do that. Mm-hmm. And that kind of disappoints me a lot, you know, because not one word has been said, Jamie. No text this morning. No thank you when we went to bed last night. Nothing. Not one word. And that kind of is disappointing.
Because you busted your butt and missed the Masters. The greatest Masters in the history of Master tournaments.
And from the time that we went to IHOP to the Jesus movie to cleaning the garage and the basement, I never even mentioned the Masters.
No, you didn't.
Never mentioned it one time to her. And I don't think she realizes this morning the sacrifice I made.
And I don't think that they make a Hallmark card for this.
No.
Thank you for missing the Masters to watch a Jesus movie.
They should. Because it did happen.
I mean, I honestly, BJ, I can't believe you missed it. And I know I'm joking you about it, but it really was amazing. Sorry.
I'm sure it was.
It was good. And I only watched it so I could keep up with your conversation today.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a big golfing watching person. But then once I got into it, I couldn't stop. It was a soap opera. It was so amazing. I mean, they even did a chart. They did this chart of like spaghetti, you know, strings of showing how it ebb and flowed, how crazy it was. This guy was up and then this guy. And
just
then,
a roller coaster.
Oh my God. It was so good.
Just crazy. Just crazy.
And then all of a sudden you think that Rory owns it, right? You think he's going to win it.
Yeah.
And then he goes into the sand.
Slump.
On 17, he goes into the sand.
No.
Yes. Yeah, and then now
we call it the beach.
Yeah, well, he went there, and then all of a sudden, now that other dude has a chance to win, and now they're neck and neck. They're tied, and they have to go to sudden playoff. Oh,
who wins?
Rory McIlroy.
I know
Rory McIlroy. He's so stiff. He's not full of personality. Yeah. Although you will tear up if you watch it later. He like lays on the ground and he's just bawling because he won the Grand Slam.
Yeah,
he's one of like five. In the world.
Yeah. I felt like, though, just from the pictures and video I've seen this morning, I felt like his wife wasn't really happy to be there.
Yeah, I don't feel like she was either.
Because the other woman was there.
Yeah.
And whenever you're in that situation.
It's just a rumor, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
The CBS reporter.
They're fairly giddy with each other.
They do
so
giddy.
I think they did. I really do. It's Amanda. Her name is Amanda. She interviewed him after the thing. And then your wife has to sit there and watch after all these rumors flying around, you know? So I don't think she was happy to be there.
And then I am highly attracted to that Bryson DeChambeau, whatever his name is. I mean, he's very young, but yeah. Get him drunk enough. Anyway, he is smoking hot, and I looked at what he makes at Liv. They gave him a $125 million contract at Liv.
Yep.
I'd go there too.
Yep.
I'd leave the PGA for. And I guess he dates all these college women. Golfers. They're only golfers, and they're like seniors, and they're hot.
How old is he?
31.
31?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Well, look at Mick Jagger.
Just saying.
Yeah, Mick Jagger.
Jagger just got engaged. He's like 82, and he got engaged to a 35-year-old.
Yeah.
Well, he still made a good chunk of change just coming in whatever, third, fourth, whatever he came in. But, yeah, he made a lot of money. So, and then Rory, he probably, I don't know what the purse was.
20 mil?
No, that's the purse. I don't know what he made.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that. I would say he made $7 or $8 million out of it. So.
I know this, that Nike already did a commercial. You'll see it. It's a Nike already did a commercial about his green jacket being at the dry cleaner. Everybody's saying it's great, but to me, it's like, okay. It's mid.
Yeah. All right, so what about these action figures? Oh, you mentioned that to me.
Okay, so I'm sure everybody saw it over the weekend. Everybody making themselves into a Barbie and an action figure. In a box.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person that I know has done it. It's AI, because I looked for an app because I'm dumb. I thought it was an app, but it's actually AI. And so you go into AI and you say, make a Barbie of me, right? And then the Barbie asks you, like, for all your, like Dan did it, and he had a microphone, right? And he had
like all your little accessories that come with it.
Yeah, headphones, and he had all the stuff.
What all do you have to say to it?
Like that.
For it to make it.
So you have to tell him your job. You have to say.
That's what I'm asking.
What
yeah.
accessories. Like he wanted headphones. He wanted a microphone. Yeah. Things like that. You have to give him your hair color. You can even send. You can even scan your picture. So they'll do an actual picture of you.
Yeah.
In your job. So it's a new trend. And people are also making action figures. But they're warning about this because they said, first of all, AI is making trends quicker than ever. So memes are going viral so fast, and it's like getting on everybody's nerves.
Yeah, okay. My feed is full of these.
Yeah.
Okay? And they are, they're a pain. They really are, because, I mean, first, they're kind of funny, but they're
they
not.
Funny.
But after about 4 or 5, it gets old at that point.
That's
okay?
what they're saying.
You're filling up my feed.
And that's what they're saying. The problem with AI is they're making memes so quick, right? That now we're all, I kind of wanted to do it, but again, I looked for an app. I thought it was an app.
See, right? I did the same thing. And I was like, there's got to be an app. And I found a couple of them, but I was like, do I really want to download this? And also, what exactly do I have to put in to create this stupid action figure?
And so it's AI. And here's the thing. They're also saying, because you're taking these characters and these brands, like some people are pretending to be Messi. Some people are, you know, being actual Barbie. And so it says that these people aren't getting paid, these brands, these characters, and we're all just kind of spitting on them.
All right. So when you see one, let me give you one, okay. And you tell me if this is real or not, or if some bozo has gone in there and used AI to create this by giving information to it of another person, not themselves, okay? I saw Mike Tyson over the weekend, all right? So it's an action figure. Mike Tyson got his face,
right.
Everything. And then it's got a partially bitten ear.
Yeah.
It's got
That's
a boxing
funny.
Glove. You know, and then it's got some weed.
Did he do that?
I don't know. Okay. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do
if he
you
did
think
it.
That because there's a lot of
it
parodies
depends who
on
posted
there.
It. I guess if he posted it, then he did it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you can go in there and do one of somebody else, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's AI. And
that's what's
they're
going
saying.
On.
They're saying that they're stealing brands and they're stealing characters and they're not giving them any money. But here's the craziest part. I didn't realize how much electricity AI generates when you do any of these things. It says that AI in 1 year generates more electricity than 117 countries in 1 year.
I don't get it.
It uses so much electricity to run the computers to make the thing.
So one stupid
meme.
Yeah, but AI in general, not just that meme.
Yeah.
But AI in general.
What it's using.
It uses more electricity than 117 countries combined.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, you said generate. So I thought that it was being generating electricity.
Oh, I apologize.
I'm like, well, that's weird.
Well, anyway.
Yeah,
you knew
but
what
you
I meant.
See what I'm saying. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, isn't that crazy? More than 117 countries?
I can't even think.
That's a lot of electricity AI is burning up.
And we like to suck it up, don't we?
Yeah.
You know, I've seen these things over the weekend, this whole Barbie doll thing with all these different characters, and I couldn't figure it out.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, in case you were under a rock today, Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin crew came back. Well, they took off. They went to the edge of the atmosphere, whatever you call it, the edge of the earth. And then they came back.
Six women.
Yeah.
Six women.
It took like 6 minutes, and it was probably $8 billion.
Katy Perry. Got Gayle King.
Yep.
Who else was on? Oh, Lauren Sanchez.
Yeah, she's the fiance of Jeff Bezos. Anyway, I don't know. It was kind of, and I don't want to take away anything from them because I'm sure it was thrilling and emotional and amazing and all that. But I felt like I was watching the parachute ride at Elitch's for billionaires.
I agree with you. I mean, there are times when you look at it and go, okay, that's cool. And then other times it's like it's almost a gimmick of some type, you know? It's so hard to take so seriously.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like because there's so much going on in the world, like you guys taking a fun little ride is weird to me.
Yeah. And you basically go up as far as you can go and still be somewhat in the Earth's atmosphere. And then you come back down. Now, the technology of landing that booster and then, you know, them coming back to Earth, that's kind of cool, I guess.
Gail did not seem thrilled, I'll tell you that. No. And then Lauren had to be the first one out, right? She did a hair flip, and then she's like, oh, my God, and she kissed the ground, and so did Katie, and Katie, like, held flower. They don't even wear helmets. Yeah. I found
out. Well, I think they had helmets on.
They took them all.
They took them off when they landed. Yeah. They didn't want to have a bad hair day.
I guess. Yeah. I bet they had glam in there.
I feel like they did because when they came out, it's like they didn't even have anything on. Their hair was perfect.
It was all perfect. Yeah. And they all had lip gloss on.
Yeah.
It was weird because last time that they took people up, we got to see the curvature of the Earth, right? We didn't even have cameras inside the capsule. I'm telling you, they had glam in there, so when they landed, they could all be pretty.
Right. Exactly. And they made the Uber driver wait out front of the spaceship while they got ready. Just typical. Just very typical.
It was typical. And then Jeff couldn't get the door open, and it was a whole...
I guess he face-planted. We didn't see that, did we?
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't see that.
Go take a look. Yeah, he stumbled and hit first.
He did? Oh, man.
Before he got to the door to open it.
But mark my words, let me see. Mark my words, I'm telling you, the girls screaming over and over and then doing shout outs. Oh, my God, I love you. Oh, my God. And screaming, it's going to be an SNL skit. Yeah. It is totally going to be that, right?
All right, well, it's over. They're back.
Yep, so good for them. It was the talk of this morning. Coachella is the other thing everybody's talking about. People were sharing pictures of their taco, their nachos, and their lemonade for two. So they had two tacos, order nachos, and lemonade for two, and it cost $102.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
Two tacos, an order of nachos, and two lemonades, $102.
Well, if you think about it, they got you on that one, man. You're out in the middle of the desert. You're in the middle of nowhere. So if you're going to eat, you got to pay.
$102 right? for one meal, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I just watched the video of Jeff.
Yeah.
He totally ate it. he totally ate it.
I saw it.
Yeah, right in front of Lauren's window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she saw it. Like, Jeff, this is our moment.
Oh, my God.
Now,
Jeff,
you're going to be the only thing that's viral. You taking a face plant.
Exactly. Why'd you do that?
Yeah, you took away all our glory.
You don't get my boobies.
No.
I know. Anyway,
that was so well reenacted.
It really was. It really was. It's like we're married.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
It's like you're Jeff Bezos.
Just go.
With hair.
Yep.
It's weird. And poor. Yeah.
You didn't have to point that out.
I mean, compared to him. Yeah. We're all poor.
Well, at least I got hair.
Exactly.
You're right.
I bet that he would pay anything for hair.
Yeah, I bet he would too.
Yeah. So there. Anyway, Coachella, speaking of $102 for two people to eat, approximately 60% of concert goers, 60% took out loans or did buy now, pay later. They did the buy now, pay later payment plan to purchase tickets. This is according to Billboard Pro. Tickets to the 3-day festival started at $500 in addition to the base price. Concert goers using the buy now, pay later plan were charged a $41 fee, generating an estimate $4 million in revenue for the festival and the ticketing company. 18% of attendees used an installment plan when Coachella first offered them in 2009. That is crazy. If you can't afford it, you should not go.
Yeah. And they've got another weekend coming up, right?
Yeah, they sure do.
Don't they do two of those back to back?
Yep, sure do.
All right.
Justin Bieber was looking really wackadoodle-doo at Coachella. And somebody says I'm saying it wrong. How do you say it?
Coachella.
Oh, you have to say O?
Yeah, Coachella.
I say Coachella, and I'm fine with it. Anyway, Justin Bieber, he looked disheveled. He was wearing the baggiest pants ever that his butt was showing. At one point, his whole butt was showing. What is going on?
I don't know.
It was so dumb. He was there. And then he, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he put out an Instagram story saying, hey, everybody, don't buy any of my Drew House stuff.
Yeah, that was a very odd thing to
say. Right? It's the smiley face stuff that he has. He has product out, that brand, Drew House. And in a now-deleted Instagram story, Bieber wrote over a screenshot of the Drew House official Instagram page. He wrote, "I, Justin Bieber, am no longer involved in the brand. Drew House doesn't represent me or my family or my life. If you're rocking it with me, the human Justin Bieber, don't waste your money on Drew House." And then he deleted it.
Huh.
He's been really pushing that brand forever.
I've never even heard of the brand.
Yeah, it's a smiley face.
Yeah, I wouldn't know it. You know me.
Oh, I feel like you're all about Drew House.
Yeah, I'm a Drew House dude. I mean,
they have some pretty decent slides. You might like them.
Yeah, they are known for those.
Yeah, no kidding.
They're, they're like hotel slippers.
I can't buy them, though. Why? Justin says no.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm kind of caught in the middle now.
If all of that didn't hit you between the eyes, they're saying that people waited in traffic for 12 hours to get into the venue.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. They were sharing the wait time, 12 hours. I guess it was all miscombobulated because they launched a preferred camping program this year, and it caused all kinds of delays.
12 hours?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going home.
I know, right?
I'm peeling out of there, man. Once I get into that fourth and fifth hour, I think I call it quits.
Done.
Yeah.
Minecraft, a Minecraft movie is already the highest grossing Hollywood release of 2025. The Warner Brothers video game adaptation followed up its blockbuster opening with a second weekend, $80.6 million in ticket sales. BJ saw The King of Kings, which is a cartoon about Jesus.
Yep.
It brought in $19.1 million.
It's pretty good, too.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I know the plot.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. I would guess.
It's good timing, you know, with Passover, Easter, all that
stuff. The plot's been out there for 2,000 years.
Yeah.
So you've probably heard of it.
Yeah.
It's a good movie, though.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Easter week, you know, why not, right?
No, that was good. You're a good Christian boy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Benson Boone covered the Bohemian. Wait, did I skip to movies and then I went back to Coachella? Never mind. Ignore that. Britney Spears was seen in Mexico with a blow up doll.
She was?
Well, a weird doll.
Yeah.
A weird doll?
All you saw was the little foot hanging out.
Yeah, she now is into dolls, like, you know, pretend dolls.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a blow up doll. It was just a doll. And she likes to hold these dolls now. And so she brought it to Mexico with her. And it's weird. You know, it's like those weird people that buy those dolls that look like they're real babies.
Yeah.
Have you ever known a person like that? Yes. I haven't. You have?
No, I don't. Yes. I don't know anybody.
You know like an entire room filled with these dolls.
Who is it?
I can't say. I don't want to say.
And they play baby.
Yeah.
With
no
them.
No kidding.
Yeah. And they look real. Like, it's creepy. You're like, is that a real
they
doll?
They do dress up. They do like, dinner time.
Yeah.
I don't have that in my life.
A friend of mine told me that she went to that ranch. You know, that ranch that had, squirrels rescue, but there was also a swinger place, right? You know
Off of Santa Fe, right?
I don't know.
Scarlet Ranch.
Yeah.
She told me that she met a woman that had a big long tail?
Yeah.
Well, it's a butt plug.
What?
That's actually really popular right now.
I
see them all over Instagram.
Heard of that in my life.
I missed it.
Okay.
A big long tail and what?
And it was in
her tail?
It was attached.
Do you have any pictures? I can't picture it.
The way she wore it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A tail?
Yeah.
A tail?
A tail. Attached at the tail.
And I'm like,
in her tail.
Uh-huh. Really? Oh. That's a thing? And apparently our algorithms are different, Schmidl, because I've never seen it in my life.
Yeah, I've never seen it either.
And you said it's all over your feed.
I see a lot of it, yeah.
Wow. That's a different feed than I have. Like you guys.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah. It's
maybe a little bit anyway.
Yeah. A little bit.
Wow. Different circles.
Yeah, definitely different. Yep. Yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet check.
BJ and Jamie. La 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 la. Steve's lava chicken, yeah, Steve is hell. Ooh, mama sleeping, now you're ringing the bell. Crispy and juicy,
from the Minecraft movie.
Ooh, super spicy, it's a lava attack.
Bunch of chicken jockeys out there, isn't
Ooh,
there?
Yeah,
the theaters are full of them. All right, Jack Black. makes a surprise appearance over the weekend. Do we know exactly where this is at?
California.
Okay, thank you.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know if it were, you know, maybe in Illinois or, you know, just somewhere where it's really a surprise, you know?
I thought you were going to start naming all the states.
No. I'll stop. Although it could have been Tennessee or Alabama or Florida. Yeah. All right, so Jack Black, nobody knows he's there, right?
No, they had no idea.
He's at the Minecraft movie, and then somebody has to make an announcement. And, of course, it's Jack himself.
For today's presentation of a Minecraft movie, please, no throwing popcorn, and also no lapis lazuli, and also absolutely no chicken jockeys!
No!
Oh, yeah! I... Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy a Minecraft movie!
Now, when he says chicken jockey, does he reveal himself at that point? Because I've not seen this video, Spadil.
He's down in front, like just right in front of the screen there.
So they go nuts.
Yeah they do. Crazy.
It seems like it took him a while to realize who it was.
Yeah, well, he's like staring at the ground and you can't really see. And then as soon as he does his chicken jockey line, he looks up and they're like, guys, oh my God, it's Jack Black.
Now, are people going to get this movie if they don't know about Minecraft?
People say you do.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. I actually spoke to somebody over the weekend that saw it. You know, I was over at the golf. It came up. And they said that even though you don't play Minecraft, it does have such a plot and a twist to it that you will get it.
Yeah, my friend Becca, she took her daughter to the movie. And she said that her daughter, like, loved it. Her daughter's, like, 7 years old. But she said that she doesn't play Minecraft. And she...
he's going to go on and on about Becca. Story. Folks, we've never heard of Becca.
And we're still on the bees, as far as the name.
And this Becca has a kid. We've never heard of a friend of his. He hates kids.
Exactly.
So he wouldn't even have a friend with a kid, you know? Because he just makes crap up just to be a part of this.
By the way, I'm very proud of you.
Why?
I'm very proud of you because you didn't go on and on about you winning the golf tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was like,
she loves like Minecraft, so she took her kid to go see the Minecraft movie because it was like really important to go see it, and she was able to follow the whole story.
No kidding.
Yeah, but there are a lot of like Minecraft references.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
That's unbelievable. Thank you, Spadil.
That's good to know.
No, I didn't want to come in here and brag because
you usually do.
Well.
And I was like, ugh, here's me.
No, it's not.
When you texted that said, I won the golf tournament, what did you think?
Oh, all day today. That's all we were going to hear about it every single break.
Me too. And
you were wrong.
I was like, you were that's why I'm saying I'm proud of you. Yeah. I was like, oh, God, it's going to be exhausting
Monday.
It's a
brag moment.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this, okay?
Uh-oh, here we go.
No. Now, look, we've only got a few minutes left here in the program. I don't have time to go through every hole, but I'll start at number one. Okay? I hit a drive on number one.
So good.
Earth shattering.
Wow.
Rory McIlroy couldn't have done better.
No way. Yeah.
I nailed it. Now, let's go to hole number two.
Okay.
What a chip. What a chip. And I'm not talking about Chip, a buddy of mine that's playing with me. I'm talking about my chip on number two.
Wow.
It was within, maybe 6 inches of the cup.
Oh, that is great. So, okay, can we talk about the truth?
No, let's go to number three.
And the fact you probably fudged the numbers.
What numbers?
You know, when you write on your scorecard, it's the honor system.
Yeah, well, you got to get everybody involved with it in order to do that. You got to have all
with
four
some shady,
people.
Shady folks.
Mm. No, I had a guy in our foursome that didn't like me, so he wouldn't have. If I had tried to get the group together to cheat, this guy would have held out.
Why didn't he like you?
He didn't like me.
Why? What would you do?
I don't want to get into.
No,
it.
I want to know. No. This is good gossip.
No, he didn't. Like
you can't just say that and then not tell me the tea.
I think he did not see eye to eye with me politically.
Oh,
and he took it
personal.
Okay?
Oh, no.
And I never brought up anything political.
Yeah.
Never said a word about anything. It was my hat.
Oh, you wore that hat?
I wore my dark MAGA hat.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
And so when he first spotted me, you know, he did not want to ride with me for sure. Okay?
Why would you wear the provoker hat?
So I don't, huh?
Why would you wear the provoker hat?
I didn't wear a provoker hat. I just wore a hat.
What? But you know,
it was the hat I had in my car. I thought nothing about it, and there was nothing intentional.
No,
I just
know, but it is
a
provoker hat, and but, you know, like it should
you,
say
you know
like
how,
ping on it or something.
But you know how you can tell that somebody just doesn't like you. They don't like you.
Well, yeah.
They don't want to interact with you. They want nothing to do with
it
you.
It is interesting to me. Just, yeah. I mean, what we've talked about
it
this before.
Me, it's just silly.
It's just so weird to me, right?
I'd like, make a joke about something, and the other guys would laugh their brains off, you know?
And he wanted
nothing to do with me.
Well,
nothing.
I think because sometimes people see it as you are trying to provoke them. I know you weren't. I mean, I think some people see it as like you're making a statement and you're going to like push that in their face.
Let me ask you this, okay? I had no idea who these people are when I showed up. I've never seen any of the three people I played with.
Right.
So if you're that person, why would you think that I would show up in order to provoke you when I don't even know I'm playing with you? I have no idea. So you know there it's not intentional, right?
No. It still means I'm making a statement about my political party.
Well, it's the only hat I had. It was the only one I had in the car, and I needed a hat.
Right.
And I still got a neck sunburn out of it, but I needed a hat, and I wore a hat, and it's your problem if you get all feisty about it, okay?
Yeah, right. I get what, I mean, I know that, but it is a hat that says, here's who I am.
People will definitely take offense to it.
Dark MAGA. It's a cool hat, though, by the way. Yeah, it's a really cool hat. I like the hat a lot. I really do.
DJ and Jamie.
All right, you mentioned that off air, Jamie, so let's bring it on the air real quick here, okay, with the Roy McIlroy.
Oh, yeah. So he was with Bryson DeChambeau, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to say, DeChambeau. Anyway, Bryson's getting all kinds of crap because they said, hey, did Roy, say anything to you, like how he was feeling or anything? It was so much pressure. This is about the Masters. And he said, no, he never talked to me. And he said, did you try to talk to him? To him, and he goes, no, he never talked to me at all. Well, now everybody's calling Bryson a sore loser.
Right. So when you first hear that, you think that Rory is a jerk.
Yeah.
Okay, because he didn't talk to him during the round. And now, after, you know, analyzing what actually went on out there, you realize that maybe this Bryson guy is way overstating this.
Here's why I love Bryson. Yeah. He's fun. He gets younger people involved in golf because his YouTube channel is so darn popular, more popular than the PGA, has more followers. And it is just, he does all these things and he high-fives everybody along the walk, where Rory wants to be like Tiger Woods, like, I'm so cool and there's something up my butt.
I agree 110%. I think that Rory is that kind of guy that goes into that match nothing but just zoned in, man. He ain't going to talk to anybody, no matter who's out there with him. Barely even talk to his caddy, but he's out there. And then Bryson is a completely opposite
just
guy.
Fun and happy.
But that's what you get.
Rory's not happy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
He's not happy.
He's not a happy man.
No. I agree with you.
You want somebody like Bryson that's fun and like happy and like not so, I'm Rory McIlroy.
Well,
but people love Rory, I have to say.
Well,
they love him.
Rory's in love with that CBS announcer.
Oh my God.
That's what's
that was just
there.
A rumor for a hot minute.
Yeah, I know. Well, I keep it alive. All I can. All right. We got to go, folks.
Oh my God.
You guys have a great day today. Enjoy today. Oh, don't forget, tomorrow, tax day. Well, I'm sure you won't forget. I don't know why I have to remind you.
I don't know. I got to write a check.
Yeah.
Yay.
So do I. All right. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.